Well, George Pickens has a way of becoming a story, doesn't he? Wildly talented, makes plays, helps them win games, and also winds up in headlines for different reasons, Bob. After the game, I just thought his comments were a little bit ridiculous, didn't you? About how the conditions yes. and everything else. Can we hear some of that? Limits, I never had a chance to weigh in on this. Bob and I can riff for a minute. This was Pickens after the game.
Let's start with how the elements played a factor.
It's supposed to be, like back pile. It was a back pile on type play. The snow was, the conditions were so bad. I don't even think, the QB could see sometimes. And, when you got conditions like that, it kind of at the opponent's home field, it kind of played in their favor.
That's an excuse. Both teams have it.
How does it play in their favor?
It doesn't play in anyone's favor. It's the same. When I hear that, I'm like, why are you? No. What favor?
That was one thing said after the game. And then Newsom said fake tough guy of Pickens. I actually like this kind of thing. Don't get me wrong. This is good. This is good stuff. Was it Dan Moore who said you can't lose a game to a team like that? Something like that. Let me look it up so I don't completely misquote him here. They can't deny, Batko writes, that the Browns brought the energy this game. Definitely, especially with us letting them hang around for as long as we did. It gives a team like that confidence. That's something we have to learn to not do. I don't know, man. If I'm Dan Moore, I think I'm the last guy talking about that.
After that game.
You were facing the monster, and the monster got you. There's really no shame in that. But to sort of cast it afterward as, oh, yeah, we let them hang around, and you can't do that with a team like that. That defense was better than you the other night.
That seems to go against everything that Mike Tomlin tries to preach about, the respect for other, your team. Anybody can win in this league. He spends a lot of time at Tuesday press conferences talking about the opposition, regardless of who they are. And then you hear the players talking about that angle of it. It doesn't seem to add up.
And then how about Myles Garrett after the game? And I'll listen, I've been very critical. I've been critical of Myles Garrett in his career. I think to a certain degree he's a front runner. When things are going great, he piles up numbers, not so much when they need him real badly. And also, I don't respect the way he handled the Mason Rudolph thing. I thought that was...
No, he should have been suspended for an entire year.
Really horrible. I'm not talking about swinging the helmet, obviously. You don't want that. I'm talking about issuing an apology the next day and then coming back and claiming that Rudolph made a racist remark, which Mike Tomlin vehemently said was not the case. And I'll always go with Tomlin on that situation. Why would you issue an apology to Rudolph if you're Myles Garrett in that situation? I just don't respect the way that he handled that at all. However, in this game, he talked the talk and then he backed it up and he was the best player on the field. And I actually like that there's something brewing, and I wish TJ would pipe back. I do. I wish he would snap up into the conversation here. TJ, very guarded to never say anything wrong, except he did come out on social media. Remember when Garrett won the award? So say it. Back it up.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm the guy. Because now Garrett's saying it. I'm number one. I'm the guy that runs through me. There's no other person being defended as I am or schemed or played against as I am. If you're TJ, come back. Or don't go on social media when he wins the award and basically say something like, passive aggressively, I'm used to it. You want to talk and snap back and say you're the guy, then say it. You want to play the role of I don't talk like that, I don't do stuff like that, then do that. Be one or the other, I say, for him.
Yeah, I think there's a time and a place to respond. In this case, it looked like TJ threw the first salvo there with his reaction to that choice. And I honestly thought TJ Watt should have won it.
So do I.
I don't think there's any question that he was the better player last year. The numbers speak volumes for it. But Myles Garrett chirped up, and he didn't like it. Now he chirped up again. I'd come back and say, we'll find out. I wouldn't do it in
so
a way
that'd
be passive-aggressive.
I like this.
I would just say, well, I mean, that's his opinion. I'll tell you what my opinion is. I think I'm better than him, and I'm going to show you what I can do
like
the rest
that.
Of the way.
I like it,
and
Bob.
It's not like
it makes for good copy
it's
here.
Not like you're the one producing it on your own.
No.
He said what he said, and I'm going to say what I said. Great player. I have a lot of respect for him. But guess what? I'm better. But I don't think it'll ever come to that. I don't think Watt plays that game.
Except on social media when Garrett
wins social
the award.
Media, so.
So I'm hoping that TJ comes back and destroys them.
By the way,
he got handled one-on-one a fair amount the other night from my eye test.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of double teaming and chipping and people in the second level helping out over there. I think it's hard for him. And there are games, believe me, if you watch enough, Myles Garrett has a lot of those kind of stat lines because he's being
the numbers
doubled.
Show that he gets doubled, I think, more than anybody but Trey Hendrickson in the league.
Yeah, Hendrickson, by the way, we're not talking about him, but he's terrific for Cincinnati. But my point is, there's a lot of double teaming going on, and numbers can be misleading based on that. I think it does scheme for your team. When you have somebody like a Garrett or a Watt, other guys are going to get opportunities because of the attention that those guys get. And that's where you have to come up with the plays if you're other guys.
You also got to come up with the plays if you're those guys.
They do, but you're not going to do it every game.
For my money, TJ's come up less than in recent years.
Well, his pressure rate, if you look at the metrics, is down significantly from the last 2 years. It's at 8%, whereas last year I think it was 14%, and the year before that was 16%.
I mean, that's just what the eye test tells me. He's still been really good, but I'm used to T.J. Watt when he's on the field being
Superman.
You're
a victim of your own success. When you have so much of it, people expect it every single time you play, and it's just not going to happen that way.
And I don't consider that, like, you know, again, it feels like sacrilege to say stuff like that, but the games and the numbers speak for themselves, and it's not ripping him. It's just saying I think he's been – I think it's a little bit of a down year to his standards so far. And he still finds a way to make some plays at the end of the game, like the Commanders game.
Right.
When he was basically shut out, he still got blatantly held in the end zone, should have been a safety. And then he did knock the ball. He had a huge deflection after that. Mm-hmm. I'm just used to TJ – completely wrecking things, you know, for long stretches of time. And it's been a little less of that this year. It almost doesn't feel like a criticism. It just feels like a fact.
Right. It's not a criticism. It's the way it goes sometimes. You're not going to have those games every single game, especially when you're getting the kind of attention that he's getting. But he does find ways to make plays at critical times.
But it is a criticism, I guess, because in the end, I expect more of him for the money he makes and what he does for this defense.
If you're expecting that, then I would expect more from Minkah Fitzpatrick, given how much he's being paid.
Minkah Fitzpatrick is a flat-out disappointment.
I wonder how much of this is schematically based. If they feel like, and they seem to think that he's doing a good job back there in that center field position, the problem with the center field position is you don't get a lot of action over there sometimes, and it's hard to make plays. He's a playmaker.
Is he doing a good job in the center field position?
I don't have a metrics in front of me. I mean, the numbers show that he's not making big plays, but maybe he's not being required to make big plays. They're not throwing the ball in his area a lot. I do know that. You know, he don't get throws down the middle of the field. He has to go and...
I don't know. He's given up a lot.
He has, but I'm saying, where is he more effective? Where would you like to see him play?
I'd like to see him move all over. Here's the thing. I thought moving him to center field creates more of an opportunity for him to make plays. Ed Reed played center field.
If they throw it in that
direction. Find a way to make plays, Bob. I don't think they're ignoring him the whole game. This isn't Darrell Revis in college.
But I do think they do tend to shy away, largely. I think I'd like to see him move around more. I'd like to see him at the line of scrimmage once in a while and then drop back. I'd like to see different things from them.
Me too. But in center field, you're supposed to be a playmaker. You know, that's why you're playing center field, to be a playmaker.
Yeah, but
we're going to find out. I know that.
Oh, we're going to find out this Sunday.
We're going to find out coming up with some of the guys on this schedule, more than Jameis Winston or even Jaden Daniels, I would think. Starting this Sunday. So let's see a big play. I mean, I don't care how they're scheming him. When we start to talk in terms of years between interceptions, and splash plays,
any kind of splash play.
That's problematic. Yeah. When you say, hopefully, one of these years, Minkah will make a splash play, I don't care if they're putting him at punter. He's got to make a splash play, Bob.
Yeah, and I think Deshaun Elliott's done very well opposite him when he's in there. He's making plays. So we'll see. Still big games left, big plays that are to be made.